Coming up on this episode of Emulate This, Rory is going to lay down some SNES emulator knowledge. We're also going to fill out our March Insanity Video Game Championship brackets. We'll see who the champion is. And then finally, we're going to review River City Ransom for the NES. All right, let's start the show. Pleasure. The Emulate This crew is here.
Pleasure.
That's right, Mike. What's up?
Who said pleasure?
Go, hey.
Creeper.
Let's do some pleasurable things.
That's right. Rory.
That's so fucking nasty.
I cannot top that. Hey, by the way, we actually had a ton of women contact us.
Oh, do we?
Since the last episode.
Oh, man.
That's not true at all. That's not one.
Never.
Zero. Thank you, ladies. So what's up, guys? We have a good show. Real quick, show you what's on tap. We're going to do the Odyssey, our normal Odyssey, what we've been playing. Then we're going to do some brackets with the college tournament that's going on, because 'tis the season.
Correct.
So a little ode to that. Rory's going to give us some NES emulation info. You ready for that, Rory?
I'm ready. By popular demand, we're going to branch out from the NES, and then we're going to move on to Super Nintendo.
Indeed.
And or the SNES, as some people like SNES, to call it.
SNES. Not a fan of that.
Snack.
I call it SNES.
Just do you really?
I do.
I don't.
You're off the show.
Come on, SNES.
And then we're gonna review SNES. River City Ransom for the NES. I'm just looking at Mike. Wow, don't ever sell it or anything.
That was an awesome song we opened the show with.
It was.
Where did we get that?
That was the River City Rockers.
No shit. How do we know that?
Our buddy Warren.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And that was James. It was here a couple episodes ago on bass in that.
Yes. Work. Well, kind of.
Well, it was original. It was a cover.
A fan
and
cover.
And later in the episode, we're going to play an original from the River City Rockers, Javelin Man.
How about it?
based on River City Ransom.
By the way, by definition, covers can't be original.
That's true.
No, it's an original. There's an original song.
Yes, the Javelin Man's an original song.
Javelin Man is an original song.
Of a game
totally
that never
original.
Got made that should have.
Exactly. And that's going to be the end of the episode. We're going to head out with that song.
Right.
Stay tuned. Or fast forward. Either one. It's a podcast.
This is a big thing. Let's go.
All right. Well, let's get to the Odyssey then.
Yeah.
All right. Let's have fun with the Odyssey.
Let's have fun with the Odyssey.
All right.
Did you win your argument at the pub? People want to know.
Yeah.
Did you win?
I don't know. I don't think I won.
I think there were a lot more questions in the worries.
I had another shot and blacked out and called Uber.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, now we're on the Odyssey. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go first on this one.
Oh, for once.
I'm
going to
be
right.
Selfish.
Interesting.
I've been playing, this is one of my favorite series of all time, Portal.
I've been wanting to play this one.
Now, I beat Portal 2, and the great thing about Portal
also
2
a great game.
Is that the multiplayer online is so much fucking fun.
It is.
Rory and I played it about 5 years ago or whatever, and dude...
Several weekends.
Fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
Because the whole time, you get to points where, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. So you're
imagine playing
arguing,
Portal
you're trying to figure it out.
With Ryan.
I'm half shit-faced.
Oh, yeah. Trying to tell him where to go.
Yeah, we're on Xbox Live.
Nice.
And I would see Rory's robot on the other side of, like, a glass wall, just pointing. And Rory's like, there. You shoot your thing there. And I just see his robot throwing its finger up in the air. But anyway, so I played Portal 1 because I never beat it. I started it. And
it's a short game.
It's short. Yeah,
it's very short.
It's fun as shit.
It is. It's a great game, man. Yeah. It makes you think, you know.
It does. And I love games like
games.
That. And it's an amazingly... It just twists your head around.
Yeah, the puzzles are great. Yeah. It would get annoying sometimes for me because some of it's pretty hard, especially in the second one.
The perspective is amazing, like literally, like it really changes the way that you think about video games and like how to do stuff.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's
and was that game made like a lot of the best games ever made were usually made
as like a side project. And was that one of those side? I think it was. It was like a side project.
The
game.
First one or the second one you're talking
the
about?
The first one.
Oh, I don't know.
The first one I thought was made by students, and Valve went out and
it's
found
like MIT
them.
Or something.
I don't know if MIT. I don't know.
It was meant to be like a demo. I mean,
it used to be called like Narbacular something. Oh. I don't remember the name, but it was like a student project.
It's awesome.
And Valve was like, "Yeah, this is awesome. We're going to hire you."
And they kept them. The more you play that game,
I don't know
the
if they work there still. They probably don't.
You kind of think in real life. You'll walk around and go, damn, if I could just shoot a portal in that wall. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you actually
I wouldn't have to walk all the way around this block.
Yeah, you start incorporating in your real life. It would be neat if I could just point at the wall and be in my living room and flying out of the floor.
It's a funny game, too.
Yeah, it's got a lot of
The GLaDOS is hysterical. Yeah, the robot, yeah. She's funny.
But it's a really fun game. And if you have, if you know, Portal
is
2,
that
you
Stephen
play
Merchant in one of them?
Second one? Second one.
What is he in that?
He's the dumb who turns out to be bad. He's the dumb.
Oh, is he a robot?
AI, yeah.
The voice of the robot. It's fun as shit.
Mm-hmm.
You should check it out.
Yeah, it was a great game.
Yeah. Both Mike, you should.
Both great.
Yeah, that's on my list.
Find somebody to play online that's never played Portal 2 and play with them.
It's better with two people.
It's fucking start. How many levels? There's tons. Me and Rory spent weeks
on
it.
Maybe there's 40, but you can't play it without another person. Like, oh, okay. You can't have a computer AI playing the co-op.
There was one level we just couldn't figure out.
But you can't do it single player?
Yeah, you can.
No, it has a campaign, but you can't do the extra levels. It's a downloadable pack for free.
Right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The second one has more advancements. Like, it has different things. Like, it has... I don't think the first one has a speed gel. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't have gels at all. Gels are like the original, the beginning of the... what is the company called? With an A.
Aperture.
Aperture. Like, they originally started with gels before they got the portal done. So, like, there's a funny story in the
and
game.
The little robots' names, the little bots, what are they called? The ones that talk to you? They're like,
I don't remember.
They try to coax you over. The ones with the lasers. What are they called?
Oh,
and they're like, over here.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And you're like, what? Yeah. They're fun.
It's been too long.
Yeah, Mike, check it out. It's an awesome puzzle because you're immersed in it. So it's not like you're looking at it like a puzzle. You're in the puzzle.
Right.
It's really, really neat. So, All right, let's go to Eric.
All right, I've been playing Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. Mm. Came out a couple months ago.
Without VR, obviously.
Well, yeah, I don't have VR. Okay. But it's for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. It's a Resident Evil game. Very low on supplies, very creepy. I mean, it looks awesome. I mean, it looks very real. It's very low. It's very light on combat. It's the most light on combat of any Resident Evil I've played. But it's spooky, man.
Well, because you have a stripped down non-VR. You're playing it non-VR, so it's stripped down. Like, a lot. The reason it's not so intense is because you're supposed to be looking at stuff and going through drawers and stuff
like
that.
Well, I'm saying it is pretty intense. But you're saying it would be more intense with the VR.
No, what I'm saying is, like, they had to strip back some of that because you're intended to play with VR.
Not necessarily. I mean, I'm still opening the drawers, and it's just a matter of being 360 on a screen in front of me instead of being in my face. You know,
so if you're on VR, you turn your head.
No, I get that, but maybe I'm
not as it's not as immersive as what you're saying. What is stripped down?
I'm saying compared to like 4, 5, and 6, what are very combat heavy, like to the point that it's almost not like Resident Evil.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
It's not that combat heavy for that reason, because again, the gimmick was the VR.
Right. Okay. No, I see what you're saying. Yeah, there's a reason why there's less.
If there were people chasing you all the time, you're in VR, you couldn't play. You'd be like, this is not playable.
Right.
You'd be broken. Your feel would be broken.
True. There aren't a whole lot of enemies to kill, and the ones you do are the same ones over and over, pretty much.
I've heard they're dumb. They're really dumb.
They're really
zombies.
They're really
dumb.
There's
a lot of creepiness to it.
Yeah, it's a survival horror thing. You know, you have not a lot of health, not a lot of supplies. I thought Outlast did survival horror better, even though you didn't have a weapon in that game.
Yeah.
It was more intense, like heart pumping. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
It's not a bad game. Yeah. I regret spending the full price for it.
On Outlast?
No. This.
Oh, okay.
No, this the Resident Evil.
When did that come out?
A couple months ago, I think. I think it came out in February or
just
January.
New.
Yeah, it's pretty new, yeah.
It'll be a month old.
I can't speak for it in VR. I'm sure it's a lot better in VR. But
I eventually want to get a VR.
Yeah, I will eventually.
I already live in R. I don't need VR.
No, okay, yeah. Because your reality is so interesting.
Put that on a shirt, all right? If you make a shirt, I will sue the shit out of you.
That's a shirt that somebody would be wearing in Cops when they arrest somebody. Yeah.
That's too smart for Cops.
Yeah, I don't know. You see some funny shirts in Cops.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I love watching Cops, for the shirts.
For the shirts.
Yeah, yeah. Mike, how about you? What have you been playing?
Still been walking around Hyrule, but I started Skyrim.
Nice.
Yeah. Dun-dun-dun.
So jealous of you. Playing that for the first time.
Yeah, I'm only about 8 or 10 hours in, so I'm having some trouble with the first dragon right now.
What's your class, Mike?
What's my class?
What are you?
Oh, I'm a Nord.
You're a Nord.
Yeah.
Skyrim's for the Nord.
Yeah.
I'm a Nord too in mine.
Yeah.
But I'm not that far into it, so.
I was an Argonian.
I was a Breton.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why maybe because that they kind of like start you. That's like the first thing you see, right?
Yeah. Well, you get certain bonuses for certain things.
I know.
Depending on what you pick.
Yeah. I should have paid a little more. Should have paid a little more attention.
How long did it take you to create your character?
About a minute.
What you guys look like?
It took like 45 minutes. My guy looks like me with hair.
It is a fantasy.
Exactly. My guy looks nothing like me. It looks like He-Man.
I thought the guy looked like Hulk Hogan.
Well, yeah, Hulk Hogan. Yeah. Hulk Hogan, He-Man.
Yeah, he's very similar.
My guy looks hysterical.
That's awesome.
My guy looks like the Raptor.
I couldn't look at myself running around.
You know what? I have a question. Would you guys play more in the third person or the first?
First.
Okay.
Yeah. You can change the view?
Yeah.
First and third.
Yeah, Fall, you can do it too. I played in combat first, but in third person, I did the towns.
That's
walking
true.
Around
okay.
Or just walking.
Yeah, I'm trying to like make heads or tails, which one I like better.
That really makes a good point. The combat is really awkward in third person. It's just really, it's hard to see where you're aiming and where your weapon's aiming.
I kind of feel like everything is a little weird in third person.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. It's a time sucker.
I was going to ask you that. How much time are you spending on it now? Are you?
Well, I've only popped it in 3 times, and each time has been 2 to 3 hours.
I'm about
9 or 10 hours in.
I mean, you could spend an hour just upgrading your whatever armor you have.
And I'm nowhere near. Yeah, exactly. I was saying, when you go to fight something. Mm-hmm. Just that alone, you're spending 20 to 30 minutes on, all right, what do I want to do? What do I want to equip? And you're going through all your shit and,
Yeah, it's pretty complicated.
You never let up on that because you eventually get better stuff and then slightly better stuff on than that.
Right, and you're constantly going, ooh, that thing I just picked up, I bet that's better than the other thing.
I'm glad I waited to play this one. This was on my radar to play, and I'm glad I waited a good year and played games like BioShock and Red Dead and that stuff.
Because if you get into Skyrim like myself, it's my favorite game ever. I mean, you could play for hundreds of hours.
How many hours would you like sit down and play it? Would you
like straight?
Like if you sat down, would you play it for like 6 hours?
Oh yeah, more really? Than that. It depends if I had obligations or not. I think when I first started playing it, I was laid off, and I would get to like this is kind of, I don't even want to admit, 16 hours. I could get to 16.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting up and going to the bathroom.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
You're
not sitting in diapers.
I'm not pissing in a bottle. It's not World of Warcraft. You can actually pause the game. You know what I mean?
It's like Cartman in that episode of World of Warcraft.
Mommy needs some more cheese and puffs.
Yeah. My favorite game ever. I'm so jealous.
I got to get into it. Rory, how about you?
I have been playing on the Pi recently, and I've played Samurai Showdown 2 a lot, which is Neo Geo.
More Neo Geo.
Is it a fighting game, Mar?
It's a fighting game. Okay. It is one of the first, it might not be the first, but it's one of the first well-done weapons-based fighters. Unlike, say, Street Fighter or King of the Fighters, where it's all offense, all offense. Samurai Showdown is very slow and deliberate, and it's about countering fuck ups. So you want them to parry, and then you will hit them with a strong attack or a medium attack. So like it actually is very, you go out there and just be like all forced like Ken and Ryu in Street Fighter, you're dead. Like you will not live, like because they will parry, block, and then they'll hit you. You have six attacks really. You have light, medium, strong, and then light, medium, strong kicks. But the kicks are kind of weak. You never use kicks unless like it's like a last desperation to get them away from you. Like, mostly you're going to do medium and light at swings. And if they fuck up, you'll hit them with tap button 1 and 2, really to A and B on the Pi, and do a strong attack. And the strong attacks obviously are the most powerful, but they're also the low. They leave you open the longest. So like everything is really defensive in Samurai Showdown.
Yeah, it's one of the weird things about it. I've tried playing it, but it's too defensive.
It's not everybody's type of game. Not,
yeah.
It's beautiful, and they get better.
It looks really
good.
Two
was the first one that really was, people were like, this is fucking awesome. Hmm. But like either you like it or you don't. I recommend you play it. I don't know if we'll ever cover them, like the Samurai Showdown series, because they are kind of a niche in the fighting game world. Like they're very well done with the weapons.
Kind of like Shaq Fu.
That's right. Right. Or the classic Clay Fighter.
Yeah. But it is a brutally difficult game. But it's very well done. It's very jab. Like they never to SNK's to SNK's I don't want to say detriment. Like they never de-Japanese this game in this whole franchise. Right, it is very Japanese.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And which way? The text is all Japanese?
Almost all the text is Japanese.
Okay.
They have subtitles in some parts. And it's very bad English. In two, there's very bad English.
Oh, yeah.
It's really bad.
Really bad.
I can't think of it off the top of my head. But it's beautiful. The music is it's set in feudal Japan. So there's still samurais.
Right.
Okay.
It's a beautiful game. Two is probably the first real one that you really should go at. It's on tons of different platforms. You can just end
it. Yeah, you want to play it on the arcade or Neo Geo. The 16-bit ones really suck.
Oh, yeah.
I think they suck. Because they came out for Genesis and Super Nintendo.
Oh, you can't play the Super Nintendo or the Genesis versions of Samurai Showdown. It's not possible.
They're shitful.
Yeah.
Well, at least they have a dedicated button for strong attack with a 6-button Genesis controller. Because on the Neo Geo or the Pi, you have to hit A and B for strong sword and B and C.
Right.
Okay. So it kind of gets old because you have to use both the meat of your thumb.
It's a complicated game.
It's a very complicated game.
Okay. Yeah, I have a hard time with
it. Try it out. You probably hate it.
Oh, well, I'm not really into fighting games. So if this is a niche fighting game, then it's probably really not going to like it.
It's
slow.
It's slow because again, it's not about, it's waiting for them to fuck up and then you capitalize.
Okay.
Because they will capitalize every time you fuck up.
You have to be perfect.
It's an acquired taste. It is. It's sloggy. It is.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so moving on. As an ode to the college basketball tournament that's going on right now, for, I guess, copyright and registered trademark and whatever reason. I don't
want
to say what it is, but there's a college tournament going on. It's pretty big right now.
We are allowed to say it's basketball, right?
Yes
we can say
that. It is basketball.
That's right.
In honor of that tournament.
It's basketball, guys.
All right. Basket.
In honor of that tournament, we have our own tournament going on.
Yeah.
Shall we get to that?
This is from a 2002 PlayStation 2 game.
Wow.
Can you imagine how disappointed you would be? You bought NCAA.
Hold on, let's listen to these words.
It's beautiful.
If we had an 80s sitcom featured us, this would be our song.
Step by step.
Yeah. I could see
a lot of
the players
moments,
go, I was just going to say that.
This is where you, Cousin Larry, and Balky all hug at the
I just threw up my mouth. Yeah, turn
it's
it
Eric
off.
And Mike trying to get that out of that locked room that we talked about in the last episode. They just look at each other and laugh.
Get that shit out of here.
That is brutal. What's the name of the game, Mike? That chipotle
thing? I think it was just March Madness.
Oh, okay.
NCAA 2002.
That's the name of the game. Well, that's
the game.
Pretty close to the name of our little new segment.
We're pretty close to our legally distinct basketball game.
So in the honor of the basketball tournament, it's going on in March. We have our own little tournament going on. And what we did, we made brackets up of all the games that we've reviewed. We picked a select and we grouped them up into divisions of the console that they're on. Okay.
So we got the 2600 division.
Yep. So it's kind of like an anniversary.
NES division, SNES division.
Yeah, we did a recap.
And the Genesis.
And it's kind of almost like a season finale, right? We're going over all the kind of most of the games that we reviewed. Not everyone, but most of them.
We're just going to vote for our favorites.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
We have seeding too, right, Ry?
We do.
All right, we do have seeding. All right, I'm going to start out real quick. I'm going to run down the whole list real fast.
Right, sure.
So I'll really correct this out. All right, in the 2600 division.
Okay.
Number one seed, we have River Raid going against the number four seed, Mega Mania.
Okay.
All right. And then we have the number two seed going against the number three seed, Frogger at number two, and Solaris at number three.
Okay.
That's a good matchup.
That is.
It's a good matchup.
In the NES division, we have number one seed, Punch-Out, going against number four seed, Mega Man.
Mm.
Number two seed, Double Dragon 2, going head-to-head against DuckTales, number three seed. In the Super Nintendo division, we have Bomberman. Okay. Super Bomberman, I guess.
Sure.
Going against number 4 seed, Jungle Strike. Number 2 seed, Zombies Ate My Neighbors, going against number 3 seed, Sunset Riders.
Cool.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That is a tough one. Yeah. Two Konami games going head-to-head there, right?
Head-to-head. The heavyweights.
That's right. And the Genesis division, we have Streets of Rage 2. Mm-hmm. That's a heavyweight right there. Mm-hmm. That's number 1 seed going against number 4 seed, Days Before Christmas. Days Before Christmas just snuck into the tournament. It's a Cinderella team.
It was a shining moment.
Cinderella.
For sure.
And then we have number 2 seed, Toe Jam and Earl. This is a tough matchup going against number 3 seed, Echo the Dolphin.
That's not a tough matchup.
Rory's torn with
that's
that.
That's a very
Rory's
tough
not
matchup.
Torn at all.
That's a
but tough that, one. Yeah, that's terrible. I love those two games against each other.
So shall we go bracket by bracket?
Yeah, let's go bracket by bracket. We're going to start with the 2600.
Okay. Are you going to write these down, Ryan?
I am going to write it down. So we have River Raid.
Right.
Head to head against Mega Mania.
Eric, you want to start?
I'm going
to
go River Raid. That's the 1 and 4 seed there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking River Raid.
Absolutely. So you're going to go River Raid.
I'm going River Raid.
Okay, Rory?
It's got to be River Raid. It's got the best sound effects compared to Mega Mania.
Okay, that's 2 there.
This was actually a tough one for me, but I'm going to go River Raid. Yeah. Okay. I really, really like Mega Mania.
It looks like, River Raid takes it. I'm taking River Raid, so it's a total blowout.
All right, blowout.
Total blowout.
River Raid, moving on.
Moving along.
River Raid is moving on there. Okay, so we got
going to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, they are. All right, the second game going on here, we have Frogger and Solaris.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
I like Frogger.
Okay.
Classic. Absolute classic.
All right. So we've won for Frogger. I'm going to go Frogger, too.
Okay.
Roy?
I'm going to go Solaris.
Wow. Okay.
I love Solaris.
Holy shit.
So we have our first tie.
We're in overtime right now. Overtime. So what do we do?
We have the commemorative emulate this coin. Uh-huh. It has a head on one side. You'll notice it's a United States currency.
Yes.
And on the other side, we have a guy holding a dildo? No, it's a sword.
Is that one of those statements?
No,
it could be a dildo with this company.
No, it's Saratoga, British Surrender, 1776. What? Or 1777.
What is that?
The year is 2015 for the coin. No, they'll put anything on these coins nowadays.
We don't know.
So wait, anyway, what's heads or tails? So how about we do...
We'll call... Which is the first game, Solaris or Frogger? We'll call Frogger
heads.
Who's
the higher seed?
Doesn't matter. We'll call
Frogger's a higher seed.
Okay, Frogger heads.
Okay,
Solaris, guy with dick in hand. Ready?
All right. Went on the floor. Is that a wash?
It is tails.
Solaris
goes to Solaris.
Wow.
Solaris by a squeaker.
All right.
Squeaked by.
Yeah, Solaris. Wow. Squeaked by on a technicality.
Solaris. All right.
Okay.
All right.
NES.
All right. Let's go on NES. Punch Out versus Mega Man.
This is a no-brainer. Go ahead, Eric.
You want to start with me? That's going to be Punch Out.
All right, 1 for Punch Out.
Did I say Punch Out? Punch Out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Punch Out.
Punch Out. Roy.
It's got to be Great Tiger in the Punch Out.
Yeah. All right, and I go Punch Out. That's a good one. Another blowout.
Another blowout.
Easy one.
All right, Punch Out.
Now, if it was Mega Man 2 and Punch Out, I don't know.
All right,
that's a totally different one.
Let's move on. Game number 2, Double Dragon 2 and DuckTales.
Okay. I'm going to go with Double Dragon. That's an easy one for me.
It's tough to say no to money, though.
Okay.
It's not my money.
I love DuckTales. I got to go DuckTales.
All right, so it's 1-1, Rory.
I got to hedge Double Dragon, too, even though there's too much platforming.
Okay.
Too much platforming.
Yeah, I agree, but I'm going to go Double Dragon 2. Yes. They move on.
That hurts.
Billy and Jimmy.
Bimmy and Jimmy. What were the seeds there?
No, that's not an upset.
The favorites won there. Actually, the favorite, Solaris was the only upset so far.
Okay.
So we only have one upset.
On a coin flip, on a technicality.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Super Nintendo. We have number 1 seed Bomberman against Jungle Strike. Eric.
It's a tough one for me. I really like the Jungle Strike.
But Bomberman.
I'm going to go Super Bomberman. I've had so much fun in Rory's basement with that when we were younger.
Yeah.
Same Super Bomberman.
All right, Rory.
It's got to be Bomberman.
Bomberman it is.
Bomberman never ends. Man. The fun never ends.
Well, it doesn't matter because,
What would your pick be?
You could just pick anyway.
We need to know.
I would probably go Jungle Strike.
Okay. I'm surprised. You're a huge Bomberman
fan. Yeah, I know I am. Yeah, but Jungle Strike. Even though I didn't play the Super Nintendo one, I only played Genesis. So I guess if I had to go Super Nintendo, probably Bomberman. But whatever. Super Bomberman is moving on.
Yeah.
All right. So we have Zombies Ate My Neighbors and Sunset Riders.
I go Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Zombies Ate My Neighbors is the favorite, by the way.
Zombies.
Rory.
I got to do zombies, even though zombies is brutally difficult from like level 20 or 24 on.
Oh, it's very tough. But what you do get out of it is a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a great game.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with Sunset Riders on that. But
for the record, yeah, we need a record.
But they lost.
We need to know for the record.
All right. So we have Super Bomberman and zombies are going to fight each other.
All right. So we're moving on.
Zombies.
Genesis.
All right. So now Genesis, Streets of Rage 2 versus number 4 seed, the Cinderella team, Days Before Christmas.
It's like a 1 versus a 16 seed, yeah. Isn't it? Streets of Rage 2.
Yeah. Days Before. No, I'm kidding. Streets of Rage 2.
Yeah, there's no. We already know who we're going to pick. But Days had to get in because we didn't have another slot for the Genesis.
Pretty much.
We didn't cover enough Genesis games this first season.
Yeah, and that's what this is based on. It's not what we think are the best games ever. Right. It's games we reviewed.
Trying to get down to what was our favorite game that we reviewed.
Exactly. Yeah, and this is, by the way, that we're picking these merely on how much fun we had with them. There's we're not like putting graphics involved. You know, we're just just fucking around.
We're just
here.
BSing our way through this. Yeah. All right, so we have Streets of Rage 1, that unanimous. And then now we have number 2 seed versus Toe Jam and Earl versus Echo the Dolphin, number 3 seed. All right, here we go.
Toe Jam and Earl for the win.
Toe Jam and Earl as well.
All right, Roy.
He only did it
because he know Ryan's gonna tie it up. I swear to God, Ryan, if you tie it up over to, I swear to God, Ryan, don't do it.
I have to go back to
the Dolphin. That's not for Echo.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a hero.
All right, let's flip that.
You went back in time.
If Echo the Dolphin fucking wins.
I can't believe I have to flip this coin right now.
For some state we don't even know about.
I want Ryan to flip the coin. I don't trust you.
Fuck you.
You and your, right, you're your dolphin hate.
What do you got there?
Flips.
Okay, we got
Toe Jam and Earl,
heads.
Echo the Dolphin.
Let's do
Toe Jam as the heads.
Toe Jam is the heads.
Yeah, Echo's the tails.
What is it?
Tails.
Tails?
Oh, Echo the Dolphin.
No, the upset.
We bookended upsets there. All right, cool.
So
Echo moves on.
Echo's going to sweep this year, motherfuckers.
Fuck this tournament.
Fuck that.
Fuck this tournament. My bracket's broken.
All right, so that's move on. This is
the Elite Eight.
This is Elite Eight. Here we go. We have River Raid in the 2600 division going against Solera. So we have Solaris. Number 1 seed going against the number 3 seed, Solaris.
It's River Raid versus Solaris. I'm taking Solaris.
All right, 1 for Solaris.
I love Solaris. Solaris.
All right, Roy.
Solaris.
All right, I'm going to go River Raid, but not that it matters.
All right,
so Solaris is moving on.
Why don't you pick first this time, Ryan? You always get cheesed out of it.
All right, I'm going to go first. So now we have Punch-Out and Double Dragon 2.
Ooh. The NES division.
This is a strong one.
Wow.
This is a 1 versus 3.
What do you got, Ryan? Which one?
Or
you
1
like?
Versus 2. Man, I love Punch Out and I love Double Dragon 2.
Correct. We all do.
Yeah.
Which one? I'm going to take Double Dragon 2.
Oh, wow. What do you got, Roy?
Double Dragon 2.
Oh, man. All right.
I got to go Punch Out.
So do I.
Oh, wow. Another coin flip.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So Punch Out would be heads and Double Dragon 2 tails.
Punch Out's heads, Double Dragon's tails. Tails again.
Double Dragon 2 moves
on. Coin.
It's a weighted coin.
This coin's it's weighted the wrong way.
Oh, man. Double Dragon 2. That's an upset. Another upset.
Jimmy strike again.
Because to be honest, I just want to go on record and say I think Punch Out was the best game we reviewed this year. I just got to say that.
One of the better ones.
I don't know about that. We did the little Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, but that's not on the list.
But that's not on the list.
That's not true.
The ones on there. We reviewed Echo the Dolphin 1 and 2, the ties in time.
No more technical.
All right, let's move it along here.
We'll see what happens.
What do we got?
This bracket is garbage.
All right, here we go. In the Super Nintendo bracket, we have Super Bomberman versus Zombies Ate My Neighbors. Rory, go first.
I'm going to have to go with Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Mm. All right, 1 for Zombie.
I got to go Bomberman.
All right.
I'm going Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Oh, and I have to go Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
There it is.
Right. All right, Zombies moves on.
I don't know my picks.
DuckTales fell in the first round.
Oh, fuck off.
In the Genesis division, we have
Streets of back. There's always next year.
Yeah, no, there's not. We reviewed it this year. It's over.
Streets of Rage 2 versus Echo the Dolphin.
All right, come on now. Be sensible,
yeah,
motherfuckers.
Seriously, you asshole.
Okay, Streets of Rage 2 for me.
All right, Eric.
Streets of Rage 2.
All right,
Streets of Rage 2.
All right, Rory. Don't even do it.
Don't you? It doesn't matter.
Streets of Rage 2 is the best game on the Genesis.
It is.
It is. Is that your
the
final
perfect
answer?
Perfect brawler.
That's my answer.
It is the perfect
it's be
brawler,
sweet.
Isn't it?
All right. It's Streets of Rage 2.
Yeah.
Unanimous.
Right. Unanimous. Get the fuck out.
Total blowout. Total blowout.
Yeah, I don't see how that loses now.
Okay. I'm almost running out of page here. Hold on. All right. In the, I guess we'll call it the East Division, 2600 NES. Out of the 2600, we have Solaris.
Oh, so this is cool now. Now they're going up against
the final
consoles.
Four,
the final
yeah,
four.
Console
yeah, yeah.
Console.
So now we're matching up here. So 2600, we have Solaris. NES division, we have Double Dragon 2, and they're head to head.
Double Dragon 2.
Yeah, so it's a number 3 seed versus number 2.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I gotta go Double Dragon 2, as much as it pains me, but it's Double Dragon 2. Great game. It's a good game.
You gotta go with the Bobo.
You guys are all Double Dragon 2?
Yeah, I'm
Double Dragon 2.
He doesn't wear a shirt. You got to pick him.
Double Dragon 2. All right. Double Dragon 2 moves on. In, I guess, the West bracket, it's Super Nintendo. We have Zombies Ate My Neighbors. And then we have Genesis Streets of Rage 2.
Go ahead, Bry. What do you think?
There's no question.
I'm going to go Streets of Rage 2.
Okay.
Streets of Rage 2.
Yeah.
Streets of Rage.
I think that's unanimous.
We have two fighting games going head to head.
I think that's interesting. That says something about our
brawler. We are a heavy, and I'm not even that big. I'm not that huge of a fan of beat 'em ups, but we do a lot of, talk a lot of beat 'em ups here.
Yeah. We're going to get into some other stuff eventually.
No, that's fine.
We do all kinds of stuff.
We do. All right. So. Now, we're in the final, the championship.
Oh, shit.
Here we go. Double Dragon 2 versus Streets of Rage 2.
Are they both ones?
They're both...
Double Dragon 2 is a two seed.
Is
two?
And Streets of Rage is a one seed.
Cinderella.
So here we go. Head to head. This is for all
this is for the
fucking
the
marbles.
Best game of the year.
All the marbles.
All right. So, Rory, you can go first.
Best game of the year from 35 years ago, right?
Yeah.
It's tough. You have to look at them at their own merits, okay?
Right. It's the fun factor.
And the fun factor, Streets of Rage 2 heads out. Streets of Rage 2 is everything that you want in a beat 'em up.
Yes.
It's perfect. It is a perfect game.
Absolutely. I feel the same way.
I do too.
Okay.
Me too.
Streets of Rage 2 is the winner.
Wow.
That's right.
You probably saw that coming, don't you think, when you saw that on the list? Yeah.
And so what we're going to do, because Streets of Rage 2 won, our idea was any game, whatever game won, we would do a Let's Play and eventually post it on Facebook. We'll make a video. We'll do a Let's Play between the four of us. So we'll buzz through Streets of Rage 2 at one point.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm learning this right now.
In the near future.
I must have missed the meeting.
I didn't get the memo.
I thought we were going to re-review it somehow.
Yeah, I thought we bagged that idea.
Oh, we did bag that idea? I thought we talked that on the conference call.
We did at one point.
People watch us play fucking...
Well...
Oh, Let's Plays?
Oh, that's true.
I love Let's Plays. They're fun. Maybe we'll do a Let's Play.
Well, maybe. We'll think about it.
Or maybe we'll re-review. We probably should actually re-review Streets of Rage 2 because our review of that game was clumped in with all three.
Mm.
Well, yeah, we definitely have
That was our second episode.
Yeah. That was our first one with Rory, and it was an awful fucking review because we had 11 minutes.
Yeah, to go through all three of them.
I wasn't here either.
Yeah, because we were, had
so maybe we could do that.
Limit. All right. Another so we're not going to do the Let's Play. But,
play it yourself, asshole. All right.
I've played it tons myself, and I'm happy to play it again.
I love that game.
I'll do
it's a standby go to game.
I'll do a Let's Play with you, Ryan.
All right. Well, Mike, all right, fine. Well, me and Mike will do a Let's Play.
I'll just play with myself.
That's right.
All right.
Moving on.
That was good.
Yeah, that was fun. Streets of Rage 2.
And I'm so happy. Distinct basketball tournament.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to say, I saw that coming.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's the shining moment for.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though.
One of my favorite games of all
time. If Streets of Rage 2 was going up against Punch Out, I gotta go Punch Out.
Wow.
Just to say. I have to. Yeah, I gotta. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, moving on. Rory, you have some emulator stuff to talk about. Super Nintendo emulators. Take it away.
That's correct, sir.
So, like last time, we talked about NES emulation. It was such a big hit. We decided to move on to Super Nintendo emulation. We got all of it, nothing, all of zero feedback. So yes. We
no, that's not true. No, we got some Twitter comments on that.
Oh, what? Yeah. You're an asshole.
No.
Did they?
Does Rory actually have a?
This is the first time hearing about from the PR master.
Yeah, that they enjoyed the emulation talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let's go. Here we go.
Okay.
Listen to this sound effect. Okay, that's my notes, guys. All right.
Very impressive.
Okay, here we go.
All right, get your popcorn ready.
So when it comes to Super Nintendo, it kind of, unlike NES, okay, unlike the NES is kind of like there are two champions, okay, FCEUX and Mystopia, okay? And they both have basically the same features. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of benefits that are unique, but basically you can't lose. They're both very good. They have great compatibility. Super Nintendo was definitely a lot more lopsided, and it's been lopsided for a while now. I would say the last couple of years, although since October of 2016, it got much more lopsided with an update to SNES 9A.
How do you mean lopsided?
Like the quality of the emulator itself.
You mean ZSNES versus 9X?
Well, when you're really talking about Super Nintendo, you're talking about ZSNES, which is older, and SNES 9X, which has been approved repeatedly. It's still in active development.
Right.
The last update for SNES 9X is October of 2016. So it's still being worked on. They're still fixing problems.
Okay.
There aren't too many problems. So let's bust this out. Okay.
Bust a move.
Let's bust it out. Bubble bobble. All right. SNES 9X version 1.54 is the most current version out there. Okay. It's either you can have 64-bit or 32-bit, which is nice because emulators are not that that doesn't have that option. So if you have a 64, most people have 64-bit computers now. It's nice to have something that's optimized for that. It has a very robust like graphic filter setting. So maybe you're a purist and you don't give a shit about that. But SNES 9X has quite a bit of filters.
Yeah, I like 9X a lot more because of the filters.
They have quite a bit of graphical filters, which are great for different sized high def televisions and monitors. And they also emulate like scan lines and stuff like that. So there's tons of features that you can use.
Right.
You can't beat it. And it's very easy. The UI, in fact, for SNES 9X is very similar to like any Windows-based program. It's very user-friendly. It's all clearly marked out with menus and sub-menus. And you can toggle with the tab button. Escape. And,
It's a lot less clunky than ZSNES. ZSNES is clunky.
Yeah, I'm going to get ZSNES is very clunky. And that's part of the reason why, it's kind of definitely lopsided in SNES 9X's favor. The compatibility with SNES 9X is excellent, especially since October. It's excellent. To the best of my knowledge, before, like 1.53 was the last version before October. And I knew for a fact that it did not play Brawl Brothers.
There was always a problem.
There was a graphical filter issue. So like it would boot up the ROM, and once you started playing it, like it would
you couldn't see anything.
Brawl Brothers is in a future episode. It's a great beat 'em up by Jalico.
Yep.
And it's like it just like had this weird like skipping background flashing. Unplayable. Like if you had like sensitivity to flashing lights, you'd fall over like epilepsy, you'd fall over dead.
Yeah.
Seizure.
And it didn't do that in SNES 9X, but since the update, they fixed that. And there are probably other games that fixed too, but that was the only game that I was aware of that SNES 9X could not play. So it's got great compatibility. It plays ROM hacks, it does translations. It actually even auto patches a translation file or a hack could be what file extension is called a .IPS file or IPS. It actually can auto patch that stuff automatically for you. So you don't have to modify your ROMs. You can have like the original ROM dump, and then you can have a patch and you can have it merge or not merge if you want.
Right.
Or you could just merge it into another program like Lunar or Beat.
Does the new one, the new version, does that still have a problem when you have cheats on? Sometimes you can't load games?
Yeah. Well, you can load them, but they'll crash immediately. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So that is like a UI bug. So like one of the few things.
So they haven't fixed that.
No, but that's not the emulator's fault. It's the ROM. The ROM is expecting a certain like value for the addresses. And when you modify, when you leave cheats on, when it boots up, it's doing like checksums to see like, is this game cool to start?
Oh, okay. So
and it fails.
It thinks something's wrong.
So what you do is you just turn off cheats by unchecking cheats and then you just boot it on. So like if a game won't play and you left cheats on by accident, pick another game like Super Mario Kart doesn't care if cheats are on or not. Pick that,
Right.
And then turn off the cheats and then pick the game you want. So you only do it like once or twice. Once you know that's the reason it crashed,
yeah,
you get in the habit of turning the cheats off. You may never turn them on. You know, you may never turn them on. SNES 9X unfortunately does not support NetPlay.
Hmm.
Even the current version. Ryan and I did a test on this. It was too choppy.
Yeah, it didn't work good
at all. Really, it's really for LAN.
It's really weird.
It's really for LAN, which I don't understand, because if you're on a LAN, if you're within the same router, okay, you can just play
on the same TV.
So why would I do that? Like, the Pi's like that too. Like, the Pi, you can play over the web.
Right.
But, like, it's so choppy, and it's not just because it has very poor, I mean, it's only like a gig RAM.
Right.
It's not just that. It's like, it's made for LAN play. Which is dumb. Like, I don't get why you do that. Don't do that. I would have paid more for a more powerful Pi to play over the web.
Mm. Yeah,
like
I agree.
With a regular laptop or a tower.
Right.
But you know, whatever. I don't work for them. There is actually a NetK variation called SNES 9K for Calera. I've never used it though.
Right.
But well, we're going to talk about that with ZSNES. For the cheats, it supports both Game Genie and Pro Action Replay, which is great. And the best feature, actually, is that you can copy and paste directly from the web into the cheats.
Mm-hmm.
And it saves them. So, like, we're going to get this into the ZSNES. ZSNES is a real motherfucker when it comes to this stuff. Like, it's so clunky with its UI.
Hmm.
No, it is.
So, again, this is... SNES 9X is considered the best Super Nintendo emulator. It's not the most accurate.
Yeah, I only use ZSNES when I'm playing with you online. Well, that's it. That's the only time I ever use it.
This number two emulator is ZSNES. Sometimes people call it ZSNES. Okay.
What's
ZSNES. If you're European. ZSNES? Yeah, they don't say ZSNES.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about an emulator. Yeah.
The most current official version is 1.51. I don't use ZSNES anymore. Okay. I don't use it. It's clunkier. It doesn't have as many features. It has less compatibility now compared to SNES 9X. And, again, only one older version supports the NetPlay. So, unlike, say, SNES 9X, it does not use DirectX. So, that's nice if you don't want to install DirectX.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, I don't know why you would. I mean, Nestopia uses DirectX. So you probably have it already. There's only a 32-bit version. So, there's only x86. There's no 64-bit version. It's not actively being developed. And I don't think it's been actively developed for 5 or 6 years now.
Hmm.
I know that it... For off the top of my head, I know there's at least one game that does not play. There's probably more, but they're very obscure.
Right,
and you probably
right.
wouldn't play them. I know that it won't play Bubsy 1 on ZSNES. Like, it'll start off, and then the level starts, and it'll crash. But that's a horrible game, and I don't know why you don't play it. Okay, you should be ashamed of yourself if you actually play it. It does support Game Genie and Pro Action Replay codes, which is a nice feature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because sometimes you want one or the other or both, and you can mix them, too.
Yeah.
Which is nice. The problem with ZSNES, again, is the UI. It's very clunky. It's almost DOS-based in the way that it is.
Yeah.
And it's just an abomination before God. It's terrible.
And it's awful. If you're playing a game, how many times were we doing net play and my volumes are fucked up and I go, dude, I have to exit out. I have to literally exit out because if I maximize the screen and try to minimize it, it screws up everything. So I have to exit out.
It loses sync.
Yeah.
So you can't, like, let's say you go onto, like, gamehacking.net, a great site for all types of cheat codes, and you find a code you want. So you think, okay, I'll just copy the web HTML, okay? Copy the line, right-click, go to ZSNES, and can't copy. Can't even do Control-C, Control-V.
Right.
Does not support it. You have to manually type. You have to minimize it because you won't remember the codes because the codes are 4 or 8 digits, and you know we're not smart. We won't be able to do it.
So excuse me.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm smart.
Oh, okay. All right.
That shows how not smart you are that you think you're smart.
Thanks. I have breaking news. Mike is smart.
In any event.
Basically, like, you have to manually type the codes out. And you think, oh, that's not a huge deal. Except, no, it's a huge fucking deal. If it's like a 6 like line code, or like you want like 6 individual codes, do that and you won't do it anymore. Well, what you'll end up doing, actually the cheat codes are compatible between the emulators. So you might write the codes in ZSNES, save it, and then copy them and dump them in, excuse me, I said that backwards, in SNES 9X and then copy them into the cheat folder for ZSNES. So you can get the benefits of the UI, but use it in ZSNES. So, like, I mean, that's kind of roundabout, but you could do that. There is a known issue with ZSNES where, like, there's, like, a hacking vulnerability to it where, like, it can actually redirect you to websites. When you boot it up. Yeah, there's like a known security thing. I don't know if they resolved it in 1.5.1.
Yeah. Yeah.
But older versions, there is an issue with that. You cannot netplay. It's been disabled in the last version of ZSNES. But you can do it with an older version, 1.4.2, which is what Ryan and I use when we want to play Super Nintendo over the web. And it plays great.
No, I think it works awesome. It is finicky. Once you get everything ironed out,
yeah,
it works
once
great.
Once you get the port forwarding done, we probably should have an episode about netplay and how awesome it is and how to set it up if you don't know. It's definitely worth it.
Okay.
It has great again, the Super Nintendo emulation is pretty much done. Like, it's not really getting that much better.
How accurate is that netplay? Do you find that you have lag with that?
There's always a little lag. Mm-hmm. Like, the
not unless we're having trouble. Usually, it's pretty damn good.
It's pretty good, but you adapt to it. It's so light that you do adapt to it. But, like, when you play, like, Mario Kart.
Right.
Or you can't play F-Zero on two players. But, like, you'll notice a little bit of drift when you play over the web through, you know, like, actual netplay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something you adapt to. I would say like the latency is maybe like three to five frames. Like, it's not that bad.
Yeah, you don't notice it at all. And when you do notice it, that means you're having major problems. Mm. Like, and you have to stop. So you don't really notice it. Yeah. If you're playing like Contra and you're just busting through a game, you're fine.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Okay.
Yeah. I don't notice it. But it does have issues, but there could be a variety of reasons for that. It could usually be your ISP. Mm. So again, ZSNES is a far distant second place. You could do worse. You could definitely do worse.
Yeah.
But there's no reason to do it when SNES 9X has been improved as late as October.
Right.
Regards to the Pi actually only has SNES 9X stock.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the one on the Pi is it's Linux, so it's a little different. The version is called 2010, SNES 9X 2010. And that's good enough. The only game that I'm aware of that does not play, and we have quite a big collection of Super Nintendo games. It's like close to 1,000 at this point. The only one that I'm aware of that does not play is the Super Mario All-Stars Super Mario World Dual Special Edition cart. So it's both of those games on one cart. That game it won't even boot. It will crash.
But if you play, I never tried.
But it's weird. When I make pies, I don't put it on there because I know it'll crash.
Yeah.
So, but it's weird because the
you make pies,
a pizza pie.
Oh, we're making a pie.
We're making a pizza pie.
Hey,
it's all about Mario Deluxe card. It's not gonna work.
When you play Super Mario World itself, it plays fine. When you play Super Mario All Stars itself, it plays fine. Yeah, but the dual cart does not.
Okay.
I've never even seen the dual card. I don't know. I mean,
I've never actually seen
it. There are American versions of it. It exists, but I've never seen
it. What?
I don't know.
What was all that?
I don't know what that was.
And the Pis all use SNES 9X 2. There's no reason not to use SNES 9X. Right. Again, that's what I mean by it's lopsided. Like, there is a clear winner when it comes to.
It's different with NES.
NES, it really doesn't matter if you use FC, EUX, or NES Tabby. They're both
not to get
good.
Back into that.
They're pretty good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to say like honorable mention.
Okay.
People use Hygen. Some people do, but it's more of a niche emulator.
Okay.
Hygen used to be called BeastNES.
Okay.
And BeastNES has, they're more about accuracy. So like, I've seen videos of like a ROM that's being played in Hygen, BeastNES, and then in like SNES 9X. And yeah, they look a little different. They might sound a little different. But to me, I don't care.
Yeah, it's not really worth it. If you just want to really check out a game, does it really matter?
I mean, it's minute. Yeah. I mean, maybe some games are more. I watched like one of the it's not Mario Kart, but it's like a racing game.
Right.
Top Gear or something like that. It's not really a good game. I don't think it is. It's slightly different. But again, it has very high system requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And BeastNES has like almost like a snooty attitude to it where like they don't accept zip files. And
they don't like Rory.
They don't like me. And they don't like Super Magicom file extensions. Sorry. They have to be .sfc. And you have to convert your ROM sets using another program so they're in the correct. It's a bitch. Like,
right.
I mean, if that's your thing.
My ROM sets. Can't stand that. That really gets my goat. Grinds my gear.
See, you've never done it.
It rustles my jimmies.
Okay.
Okay.
I take my time baking pies.
I don't. I'm not into that. Like, the guy actually has some funny shit. Like, he. I don't know if he still has it. He had like a funny FAQ about like, why don't you support this and this and this? And basically he's just telling people off. He's just like, he's like, we have a Super Famicom emulator, not a Super Magicom emulator, asshole. Like, that's what he was like writing to people. And I'm just like, this guy's awesome. Like,
this guy's nuts.
That's great. But you're a dickhead. Like, I'm not changing my ROM sets and I'm not using non-zip. When you zip all of like our 1,000 Super Nintendo ROMs, it's about a gig. It's like 900 something megs, which is great on a 32 gigabyte. Pi, where space is really limited.
Right.
That could easily be like 2 or 3 gigs uncompressed.
Uh-huh.
Like Super Nintendo's like that. We have like 1,200 NES ROMs ish, something like that. Compressed, it's like 300 megs.
Right.
Uncompressed, it's like close to a gig. So you save a lot of real estate.
You do save a lot of space.
You save a lot of real estate compressing stuff and supporting the .zip file extension.
Right, right.
So that's about it.
News you can use.
ZSNES is not as good as SNES 9X. Use it.
Check it out. Check it out.
It's official.
All right, let's move on to the game review. River City Ransom.
Children killing each other.
Yeah. They're teenagers, Rory.
Oh, okay. All right.
I love how the main theme or the story opens up with this kid stealing a girlfriend and holding the entire city of Chicago hostage.
Right, yeah.
The whole city will pay.
Yeah, if you try to do that now, that's terroristic that's hardcore. They'd send in the army.
This is River City Ransom, put out 1989. By Technos Japan. Mm-hmm. Did I say that right? Technos.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm saying that one right.
That's
or not.
The Double Dragon Company. Yep. Combat Tribe.
Very similar. Super Dodgeball.
Right. Well, they all use the same sprites. Like, I believe this is based on the Japanese like cartoon manga. It's called Kunio-kun.
Is it?
Wow, it's good knowledge, Rory.
Wow, that is pretty good.
It's called Street Gangs in Europe.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't.
That's
the
name, Street Gangs.
Yeah, it just called it Street Gangs.
Well, that's what they are gangs.
Well, yeah,
I think River City Ransom's a badass name.
It is awesome. I don't know why they wouldn't call it that.
It's a great name for a title.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Really good.
Europe had a lot of sensibilities about that kind of stuff. Like, you know, the Contras are called Probotectors in the Power
Rangers. Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Instead of people, like, there was a German.
Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
There was a German law that said that they can't have, like, art depicting humans shooting other humans.
What?
Yeah, like it's like it's 180 overcorrection after World War II. Like, it's crazy.
I was about to say of all places.
Yeah, no, I know the joke is there, but like the thing is like so they made Contra and they called it Probotector, where they removed all the humans and now they're robots. So they're robots shooting other robots. You can play the ROM. I mean, I have them in our pies.
Yeah.
It's the same game with different sprites. It's just weird. Like,
well, the Genesis one has a dog, a wolf, and a fang, right? And it has a robot. It's a robot. Right?
What the hell are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hit the damn button!
Oh my God.
In Contra.
We're talking about Contra Hard Corps.
Yeah, right? Contra Hard Corps.
No, we're talking about Contra in Super C for the.
Oh, yeah.
NES. Geez,
I'm way off.
Oh, wow.
I thought we were talking about River City Ransom.
We are. Let's get back to the river.
Back to the river.
River City Ransom. There we go. My point was they probably didn't like the word ransom in a game.
Oh, right.
That's why they probably changed it.
I got you. I got you. So anyway, this game is it's a lot like Double Dragon, but not really. It's more of a RPG style.
Especially the first one. It looks like the first one.
Yeah.
It looks like it. Yeah.
But it's not. You're right.
It throws you off when all of a sudden you go, oh, I need money. I can go up.
Yeah. It has RPG elements. It's Double Dragon with RPG elements.
Right.
For me, when I was a kid, this was really cool to me because I didn't get into the Final Fantasy shit because it was just too much for me. It was just too many stats. Too many weapons, not to mention the turn-based combat, in my opinion, is archaic and it's garbage. And even then, I thought it was garbage. But this was different because it was light. You know, you upgrade kick, your punch, your willpower, you know, defense.
It's also two-player co-op,
which was awesome with my brother. Yes, and that made a huge difference.
For the passing system.
Yeah, so it was evolved, but not too evolved, where it got boring and annoying.
Mm.
For me, anyway, that's how we liked it. And it's just quirky. Right, it's a funny game. It's quirky.
It's a funny game.
Yeah, you can definitely tell there's humor behind it.
Yeah, like when you hit the guy, he says, barf or mama.
Yeah,
And when you get up, he goes, this kid's a freak, and like runs away, like if you're overpowered.
I just think it's funny when two guys show up on the screen and you're there. One of the guys will just run up, grab a weapon, and fucking throw it at you.
Yeah.
Like in Double Dragon, that doesn't happen. They grab the weapon and they try to hit you with it. And this.
Oh,
they'll just grab it, run
weapon.
Backwards, and chuck it at you.
Yeah.
When you first start playing it, you're like, what the fuck?
One of the funniest things is picking up that baseball and just throwing it at the guy in his
eyeballs pop out.
You know what's funny is when you club people with other people.
That's
weird,
funny.
Too. Like,
yeah.
We throw them. Yeah. Just throw them off the cliff.
Throw them, yeah.
When I first started playing the game, I didn't play this as a kid either. It's one of the games I went, you know. It's odd if you never played it before.
Wait, this is the first time you've played it ever?
Well, to get ready for the show, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, oh. I didn't play it as a kid.
Oh.
Yeah. It was odd because I didn't know what to do. So I would go into a store and they're like, do you want waffles? I'm like, all right, I'll have waffles.
Waffles are delicious.
Yeah. I had no idea what it was doing. I'm like, and then there was like,
you got any syrup?
Yeah, there was something better than waffles. Mm-hmm. I'm like, sure, I'll have whatever's better than waffles. Sure. And then I go into the next store.
Two waffles. The
guy's like, do you want fish or
sushi rolls?
Squid. I was like, well, I'll have squid and I'll have fish. I just ate. For the first time I played it, I ate everything on the fucking menu for like four different stores.
Yeah.
Then I was out of money.
Yep.
I didn't know that it was actually, you know, had an effect on what was going on. And I probably shouldn't have wasted all my money just eating food.
Right.
But at one point, they should tell you you're full.
That's the thing.
They don't tell you that.
No, there's a lot of, well, you can't really get full, but there's a lot of, there's a lot going on and there's not a lot of instruction about it. It's a lot of guess and check. It's a lot of trial and error. Like, they're not going to tell you what everything does, what stats you get out of it.
Sometimes it doesn't on the bottom though. It'll says like stamina up one.
After you use it.
Yeah, after you. It'll be
after
like,
you've already bought
after
it.
You're bought.
Oh,
after
you're right.
You've already bought it. So you don't know
like
ahead of time.
$20.
Yeah, but you don't know ahead of time what it's doing for you. And that's good because you finish the game in like 2 or 3 hours if you knew what everything did, you know?
Well, that's true.
And then you have to like, we used to just write it down. Like, all right, how many defense, how many points did we get from that?
Oh, okay.
We would write down on a piece of paper.
What did the cheap sushi do over the expensive sushi?
Yeah, there's 1,000 things to buy. How do you know what does what?
Right, right.
And you could be wasting your time.
Right, exactly. And you are a lot.
Mm-hmm. The weapons, like getting, so I went into another store and it was a bookstore.
Yeah.
And I went, I'm not reading fucking books. And I left. Yeah. I never went back.
Fuck
well, apparently, in hindsight, that's how you get better punches and kicks.
I read magazines.
Yeah. Oh, I had a ridiculous time with this game. Like, I didn't read the books. Mm-hmm. So I just went out and then eventually I figured out how to run. And I'm like, all right, wait a minute. I can just run through the fucking game.
Right.
So I just kept running and running and running. And eventually I just got to a certain point where I couldn't run any farther and I had no money.
Mm-hmm.
I had no life. I was broke.
Next thing you know, you're debating dolphin evolution.
Whether you want to kill yourself or
it was
not.
Awful.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got to get those upgrades, man. You got to get the stone hands and the dragon feet.
And that's what I mean by it doesn't tell you shit.
Right. You got to learn it all yourself. And that's part of the game. For me, anyway, I thought that was a good part.
Yeah, I would assume that if you like this game, then that part was the charm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I personally got a little annoyed with it. You know, you would, you know,
a little
lose
more direction would have been nice.
But
It's not telling you who's the next boss and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that was okay. But every time you lose your life, you lose your money and then you're grinding.
Half of it.
And they're just for me, I'm not looking to grind in a beat 'em up game. That's right, just, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to beat the shit out of people.
I love the grind. I embrace the grind. Yeah. I do it. I want to over level myself. I do it in all these games I play still to this
day. And that's the thing. I guess it depends on what type of game I'm playing. I don't mind the grind either.
Right. You know, a game like Skyrim. Right.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Right. Or, you know, in Red Dead when you're doing the kind of the same thing, or believe it or not, like I didn't mind grinding in Castlevania 2 either. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe just because I'm used to the Double Dragons and, you know, I played Streets of Rage. I'm used to that.
Yeah.
Where you're just walking down the street throwing people over your shoulder.
Yeah, I almost wanted to be left alone in River City Ransom. It's like, when you have to grind, you just have to keep fighting. I just want to go.
It is like when you got to run through sections,
another way to make money in this fucking
game. I just killed you 8 times.
Yeah.
Like, enough. Yeah.
And they charge you.
Sometimes
it's not like Double Dragon where
sometimes
they just
you're
slink
not getting
in.
By, yeah.
No, they like run at you and they pick up a tire.
Yeah.
And you have nothing. So you just, there's like a rock and you I just picked up a rock and I would just chuck it up and it would miss. And then the guy
leave
would
me
just,
alone, homeboy.
Yeah.
And you know what was annoying too is they would come on screen and then they would start to back up from you.
Yeah.
And you're like, just get the fuck over here, man, so I can beat your ass. And they just keep backing the fuck up.
But when you went to the mall, you couldn't use any weapons.
No.
So there was one point where
kids and moms walking around.
Well, there was a point where I walked into the mall with a box, carrying a box.
Yeah.
So the whole time I'm in the fucking mall, I'm carrying a box. I kept
you like, couldn't throw it in.
You're wearing a UPS.
It was
torture.
Ridiculous.
That's fun.
Who are you, UPS?
I got a
delivery of fish to the sushi store.
Put that in the back.
Would you like the expensive sushi?
Put that in the back.
Yeah. The gang.
I can't throw it.
The gang names were funny, like the frat guys.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the homeboys, the cowboys, the internationals. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Is that
the international, the international,
the generic guys. That was my generic favorite. Guys. Like, they're the weakest guys, and they give you the least amount of money. They couldn't think of something better than generic guys. You know?
Yeah. The bosses are tough to find. That's one of the things that I was kind of thrown off.
There's
about.
A lot of backtracking.
Yeah.
A lot of backtracking.
I wasn't ready for that.
No, I can understand that. That's kind of annoying because you don't really know. Because you could beat up the same boss three times and it's like, all right, why can't I advance? Well, you got to go all the way back to the park.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Did you guys, there's that tunnel. I think you go into it after you're in that factory or something like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's that tunnel and then there's that mystery door.
Yeah. The wizard.
Does that happen often? Are there like mystery doors?
That's the only spot in the whole game. Okay.
I found that by accident.
To my knowledge, it's the only spot in the whole game.
Yeah, I was just like pushing up and all of a sudden I'm in this room. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and this shit's overpriced like $100.
Yeah, I couldn't buy anything. Especially that's early in the game, so you hardly had any money.
It's a waste of your money anyway.
Is it really?
Damn wizard.
Yeah, all of it. It's just aesthetics. It's kind of a waste.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool the game lets you go somewhere that you eventually find out you got there too early.
Right,
you know, you'll go somewhere and there's nothing for you to do there, so you have to.
Yeah,
right.
Or the enemies are. Yeah. You know, you can't even hit them; they're just blocking everything you do, and you're like, I got to go back and level up.
So, how many levels are there in this game? If you could say there's levels,
you mean like screens?
I guess screens, bosses. I guess
there can't be more than 25 screens in the whole thing.
Right,
maybe 30. You know,
And about on average, an average player, how long would it take to finish?
If you didn't know anything,
you've beaten this thing, right?
I've beaten it, multiple times. If you didn't know what any of the upgrades did, it could take you 10, 12 hours till you figured out what's getting my defense up, what's getting my punch up. Like, how do I even get strong enough to beat?
That's doable though.
Yeah. The Randy, I guess, how far did you guys get? Did you guys plug in any cheats to get to the end?
I didn't use any cheats.
Yeah.
High school.
No. I didn't use any cheats. No.
I just got to a certain point.
I forget. I'm trying to think. I got through that tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to the high school? Inside of the high school?
No.
Okay. So, inside the penultimate fight, I know that's one of your favorite words.
Yeah, penultimate.
I dabble in penultimate.
You dabble in penultimate. Whoa.
Is that a video game?
Just topped you. Randy and Andy are actually based on the double dragon. It's the fight before the boss. Are based on the double dragon characters, Billy and
Jimmy. Oh, they are?
Billy and Jimmy.
And the double dragon music plays while you're fighting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just thought that was cool.
You noticed a lot of it's almost like that game was mocking Double Dragon.
It kind
of
was, It kind of was.
It's the same.
I thought the game was like it was weird because when I was playing it, it was almost like that game. You know how now they make new games that look like 8-bit games?
Mm-hmm.
That game's almost like a new game that they're making look like an 8-bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, like when it came out,
it's like dolphins are getting smarter.
Yeah. it's like if there was a certain period of time, like in the 70s, right? When people were listening to disco, right? Sure. It's like if you started a disco band and went, all right, we're going to be disco, but
we've got all these new instruments.
We're going to be really, like, you knew what you were doing when you did it. Like you were trying to be like, what I mean, it looks like Shovel Knight, right? No.
Yeah, right.
They took a lot of stuff from games.
Sure.
Put it in Shovel Knight.
Right.
I know what you're saying.
But they made this game, put all that stuff in, but at the time, it was weird because it came out at that time. You know what I'm saying?
But you like all the leveling up stuff?
Yeah.
So you think that's more of a you're saying that the game was ahead of its time.
Yeah, because it didn't even know what generation it was in because it was just in it. It was the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it like made fun of it. Do you know where I'm going with this? Like,
the game made fun of itself for being what it was.
Yes. It was parody. Ironic. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
It was a parody
right.
of Double parody. Dragon.
Right.
It was almost like you know,
that's what I satirical.
It was satirical.
Yeah. It was almost like
it's like a parody with child murder.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like a new game making fun of Double Dragon.
Okay.
Right.
Like it's surprising it came out at that time.
Like Blazing Saddles making fun
of
westerns.
Yeah. Ahead of its time.
Yeah. Same thing. Okay. I guess. Right.
For sure.
Right. Pretty much.
And it's funny you say that because they actually did make a game now that's based on that game and it just had a sequel. It just came out. River City Ransom Underground. Just released this February 27th.
And is it in that same?
It is. It looks
8-bit style.
It looks like 8-bit, but there's so many enemies on screen, and there's so much animation in the back with the pixels that it could never be possible on NES.
Right.
And there's so many colors on it. It's funny. It's what you're thinking is what you were just saying is exactly what this game is.
Okay. Yeah.
It's getting its overall positive reviews on Steam.
And it looks really good. Have you seen any clips?
It does. It looks cool as shit. I would wait till they had some issues with certain things. I was reading the reviews.
It's on Steam or it's on
Steam. And they kickstarted it and they couldn't get enough money to put it on anything else, I guess, but they made it for Steam so you can get it. It looks addicting.
Okay. Awesome. It looks good.
But
I would look forward to playing that one probably more than
the original.
The original. Yeah.
It's got 140 levels, 10 playable characters. Oh,
140 levels.
Yeah, 10 playable characters.
What are they, Skyrim?
Yeah. So it's definitely more extensive. Yeah. So give it a check it out if you like River City Ransom and you want
to.
I
would like to play a little more of River City Ransom though.
Yeah, it's a cult classic for a reason. It's not for everyone for sure, but
definitely
for
not.
Me, it, like you said, you don't see beat 'em ups with leveling systems like hardly fucking ever. And for whatever reason, when I was a kid, that stuck with me because it added to it, but it didn't make it overly complicated to the point where all I was doing was worrying about my levels. I actually, got to go beat the shit out of the kids and get coins, which I liked. I liked the farming. I still like the farming. Always will.
All right.
I like abusing children for small change.
I bet you too.
I also like River City Ransom.
So, anything last words on this game, guys? Anything else you want to
I just wanted to bring up a point where I was getting incredibly frustrated was in the warehouse.
Jumping.
Oh, fucking yes.
What, on the box?
Yes.
When you think you have to jump on the second box.
It's
all about the height.
I spent 20 minutes. I didn't know you could jump straight up.
It's all about up and down.
I had no idea.
And if you get a running start, you can clear both the first boxes right away. I know.
I kept jumping and then going back. If they want me to jump, why are they making it this fucking difficult?
Dude, I thought my controller was fucked up.
I thought there was something wrong with the emulator.
Did you figure out why this was happening, or did you just get lucky and get over it eventually?
Jumped on the first box.
Oh, okay.
I went in front of the first box and then jumped kind of backwards. And then I had to go to the very edge of that box and then jump over the second box to get onto the platform.
Yes.
And then one time something happened where I took a running start because I didn't figure out how to run. I took a running start and I hit the other box and went backwards. And I died.
Yeah, it's all about the height you are on the screen, up and down. Yeah, which it is needlessly complicated.
Most of the controls I didn't mind, but the jumping again, jumping in beat 'em ups, especially NES beat 'em ups, are tricky. Or they're
even
always tricky
the fight because the. But it's nice to have a punch and a kick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't have to hit the two buttons together, you would only have one attack.
It was almost like that's what they had to do back in those days. They had to do that
both together.
I love just running from guys, like running across the screen, running from them. And I wouldn't realize there's a wall on the other side, and I would knock myself the fuck out, and then he'd come over and kick my ass. I'm like, well, maybe it doesn't pay to run.
If they had a box in their hand over their head, and you hit them, and they drop the box on you, and it hurts you, it's like, what the fuck?
Or you throw a tire at a wall,
and it
comes back and hits you.
Yeah. See, that's endearing to me.
Physics is a bitch.
There's some funny stuff about it.
I liked it.
It's a South Park-y, vibey game, kind of.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like
smart-ass kind
of. Yeah, it's kind of smart. Yeah, yeah. So would you guys buy this or collect? Or buy this or emulate, I'm sorry.
Collect, buy, or emulate?
Whatever. Either one.
I would emulate.
Okay.
I collect it. It's a classic, in my opinion.
Oh, I don't know what the price is on this game, but I would probably
I'd buy
this game.
I'd buy it.
I'd buy it.
Yeah. I'd like to give it one time.
I don't think it sucks.
No, it doesn't suck at all.
You need more time with it.
I'm confused by it.
I mean, I'm confused by it. Yeah, no, but you're right. I mean, I would want to see more of the game. Put it that way. You know, it's not like Echo the Dolphin where I'm good.
You know, it's terrible. Yeah. It's an embarrassment.
Yes. Roy, how about you?
Roy, what do you want to do?
It's a good game. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I wouldn't
obviously wouldn't buy it. Yeah.
I think it'd be more fun to play with two people.
It is.
Yeah. So playing by yourself, you kind of feel lonely a little bit.
Yeah. When I remember, and I didn't know whether it was the nostalgia glasses or not. When I started playing it again, but it was definitely the fact that it had two people in it. It's so much easier to farm that way. It's easier to make money and build up. when you got, because a lot of times you'll find yourself dying and now you got half your coins and it keeps happening over and over and over.
So if you play with two people, do their coins work for you? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you guys have separate?
No, you get separate coins, but it's easier to watch. So it's not, you don't die as fast.
Okay, yeah.
So you'll have, you'll be able to make it back to the mall. You know what I mean? You'll be able to make it back to the mall because you're not getting killed as much.
All right,
because you have two of you to beat the enemy. Right. But it takes twice as long to get the money.
Did you replay this for this episode?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
And did you finish it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
No cheats?
The first time, no. The second time, yes.
Just to,
yeah.
All right. Well, that about wraps it up, guys. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and email us, ladies. At outlook.com. And we're going to leave you with an original song from the River City Rockers. This is Javelin Man.